Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Those Games We Play, written and read by Carolina Luna. Note that this story contains elements of dormophilia, initiating or engaging in sex while asleep. It's consensual, and you should not engage in this kind of sex unless you've done the important groundwork of discussing it in detail with your partner. Lourdes, are you up? I was, but I didn't stir. Sleep next to the same man for long enough, and you come to crave the luxury of being roused by his greedy cock in the middle of the night. You also learn his triggers. Dark clouds had assembled to blanket our bedroom in an inky dew. And the cover of a pitch-black night tended to bring out the mischief in Miguel. He was in the mood for one of those games we play. Our fan had nearly lulled me to sleep before my eyes flickered at his hushed inquiry. And then again, with the woolly tickle of his sinewy thighs brushing against mine, his dark silhouette, barely a ghost kneeling beside me, trembled with bated breath. I shifted my body closer toward him while releasing the faint sigh of a woman in deep sleep that I'd long ago learned to master. Game on. Soon, errant droplets of his saliva landed on my cheek, followed by the melody of wet friction as he long stroked his cock. The bedsprings squeaked conspiratorially in concert to the avaricious rhythm as beads of his sweat gripped my skin. I shivered with suspense, relishing in my mind's eye how his hamstrings and quadriceps must be twitching and flexing. Just like they do when I'm on my knees worshipping at the altar of his cock with my mouth and throat. My fingers itched with the desire to touch, but I did not break character. Not even when the musk of his balls enchanted my nostrils with the earthy notes of his exertion. I suppressed moans. He suppressed shallow grunts, all part of the game. But Miguel couldn't hold back the words as his strokes became shorter and quicker. I parted my lips ever so slightly in anticipation and willed myself to be still as he hissed them. Fuck. Yes. Have it all. Whew. How he managed such impeccable aim in the dark always impressed me. Streams of his briny jizz felt like satin ribbons striking my face, and the sticky sweetness clung to my eyelashes. I shifted surreptitiously so that gravity would help it trickle into my mouth. And then I lay motionless until Miguel was gently snoring in satisfaction. Finally, I could lick my lips liberally with contented visions about how our game would play out. At sunrise, I'll awaken him with a smack to his chest and manufacture outrage. Miguel, you did it again. What the fuck is up with these wet dreams? He'll chuckle, of course, and offer weak apologies behind a crooked grin, while I make a big production about having to dislodge dried bits of his jizz from my matted hair. But then I'll sink back into my pillows, spread my legs wide apart, and invite Miguel to savor breakfast in bed as my clit glistens in the morning light. Until then, I silently savor my midnight snack in the dark and smile. This cumslut's favorite games are the ones in which we both win. If you enjoyed this, you can find more of my work at carolinaluna.com. That's carolinaluna.com. And find more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.